See, O Ajita, what easy gains are gained by those beings who will hear the name of the Tathagata Amitabha, holy and fully enlightened. Nor will those beings be of little faith who will obtain at least one joyful thought of that Tathagata and of this treatise of the law. Therefore now, O Ajita, I invite you and command you to proclaim this treatise of the law before the world together with the gods. Having plunged into the vast universe full of fire, no one ought to turn back if he has but once conceived the thought of going across. And why? Because Kotis of Bodhisattvas indeed, O Ajita, return from the highest perfect knowledge on account of not hearing such treatises of the law as this. Therefore, from a wish for this treatise of the law, a great effort should be made to hear, learn, and remember it, and to study it for the sake of fully grasping it and widely making it known. A good copy of it should be kept after it has been copied in a book, if only during one night and day, or even during the time necessary for milking a cow. The name of master should be given to a teacher who desires to conduct quickly innumerable beings to the state of never returning from the highest perfect knowledge, namely, in order that they may see the Buddha country of that blessed Amitabha, the Tathagata, and to acquire the excellent perfection of the array of good qualities peculiar to his own Buddha country. And again, O Ajita, such beings will have easily gained their gains who, having amassed a stock of merit, having performed service under former jinnas, and having been guided by Buddhas, shall hear in future, until the destruction of the good law, such like excellent treatises of the law, treatises which are praised, eulogized, and approved of by all Buddhas, and convey quickly the great knowledge of omniscience. And those also who, when they have heard it, shall obtain excellent delight and pleasure, and will learn, retain, recite, and grasp, and wisely preach it to others, and be delighted by its study, or, having copied it at least, will worship it, will certainly produce much good work, so that it is difficult to count it. Thus indeed, O Ajita, I have done what a Tathagata ought to do. It is now for you to devote yourself to it without any doubt. Do not doubt the perfect and unfailing knowledge of Buddha. Do not enter into the dungeon made of gems built up in every way. For indeed, the birth of a Buddha, O Ajita, is difficult to be met with. So is the instruction in the law, and also a timely birth. O Ajita, the way to gain the perfection of all stocks of merit has been proclaimed by me. Do now exert yourselves and move forward. O Ajita, I grant indeed a great favour to this treatise of the law. Be valiant so that the laws of Buddhas may not perish or disappear. Do not break the command of the Tathagata.